The U.S. military says it's carried out an airstrike in Somalia, killing four members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group. A statement Friday from the U.S. Africa Command says the strike was carried out Thursday, about 50 kilometers northwest of the port city of Kismayo. The statement also says that no civilians were killed. The U.S. military carried out more than 30 drone strikes last year in Somalia after President Donald Trump approved expanded military efforts against the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab. African ambassadors at the United Nations have met with Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., about the reports that President Donald Trump used profanity to refer to African nations. And Anatolio Ndong Mumba, Equatorial Guinea's U.N. ambassador and head of the U.N.'s 54-nation African group, said that Haley regretted the fallout from the comments. Last week, the African group said in a statement that Trump's remarks were outrageous, racist, and xenophobic. The group demanded an apology and a retraction. African ambassadors based in Washington are meeting Friday to decide how to respond to Trump's alleged remarks. The president denies using offensive language. U.S. senators adjourned late Thursday without voting on a bill to fund the government beyond Friday night. Senators will resume debate Friday morning on a bill passed by the House late Thursday. Pope Francis has accused victims of a pedophile priest in Chile of slandering a bishop who they say protected the perpetrator. The Pope's remarks undermined his efforts to rehabilitate the Catholic Church's reputation while visiting South America and shocked Chileans, drawing an immediate rebuke from victims and their advocates. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. authorities in New Mexico are investigating a helicopter